Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dane Eorg. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Smith steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. Way then drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gedman out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni takes first base on ball four. Eorg moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutierrez moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Gutierrez moves to third. Evans moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Easler moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion misplays the ball. That's an error on Concepcion. Easler moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Eorg hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion misplays the ball. That's an error on Concepcion. Boggs moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Concepcion goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Eorg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eorg moves to second. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jones now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Boggs moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for John Way then. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Onyx Concepcion. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Beckwith now pitching. Jim Sundberg now catching. Jim Scranton now playing shortstop. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scranton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scranton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Crawford. Smith moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scranton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner is walked intentionally. Rice moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 4 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, White hits a fly ball towards center. Lyon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lyon's. White moves to second. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Balboni hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons, who is chasing the ball. Balboni reaches third base with a triple. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. One out. Daryl Motley pinch hits for Jim Scranton. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Balboni tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.